This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is ready to serve and lead this country as the next president of the United States.
Lock her up, lock her up.
All right, so what you just heard there, pretty interesting stuff. Obviously, Melania Trump, she took to the stage and had a couple of really interesting things to say. Talked a little bit about her background, what she thought should happen in America, basically, and her husband, and that's what we wanted to hear, what she had to say about Donald Trump himself. And she, of course, talked about how he would be incredibly presidential and the reasons why he would make a good president. Threw some of that out. She had a good 15-minute chunk of time on the stage and, frankly, you know, used it well. However, now CNN especially seems to be dissecting what happened with her speech, whether or not the speechwriter, because everybody has a speechwriter, plagiarized a little bit or lifted some similar quotes of a Michelle Obama speech in 2008, where she said not exactly the same things, but something similar. And I was listening to, and I'm trying to compare it, there are some words that are similar. I was listening to the two on television where they were side by side. Of course, CNN had flapped them up side by side. And I think there were some familiar themes. The words were not quite the same, and we'll see if anyone else makes much about this or not. I'm not so sure. I don't know. Except for, you know, if you go to Huffington Post, their headline says, "Speech shock, Melania plagiarized Michelle." And it talks about that. It talks about what, you know, what was, what she said, and what was similar to what was said as well by Melania, you know, by Melania Trump. So you had Rudy Giuliani, who got massive applause, who absolutely had people riled up. You had as well retired Lieutenant Flynn, who you heard there, who was supposedly on the short list of possible VP contenders. We know that that went to Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, instead. But he gave a pretty impassioned speech focusing on Benghazi and how Hillary Clinton is not at all the person. And as I said, I think some of this theme may come from Melania and what she had to say, because this was her first major address before the nation. And they talk about, I think what you'll hear people talking about or not talking about is whether or not lines were lifted from a Michelle Obama speech. The nobody from the Republican Party at this point is commenting on it. Here's one of the things that she said. There was a line about children from Michelle Obama saying, "We want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them." She, Michelle Obama said, "We want our children and all our children in this nation to know the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work for them." So there may be some comparisons made there. Let's see where that goes. Let's see where the ball takes us on that. But she talked about being from Slovenia, and she speaks several languages. English is one of them. This was one of the highlights, I think, of the event because she, you know, it was one of the highlights of the event because she's the wife, first of all, of Donald Trump, and because she's sort of the unknown where we've seen her, she's maybe has said a word or two, but she hasn't been as vocal as the Trump children have been. And, you know, so this was the first, I guess, exposure of Melania to the, you know, to the nation. One of the noticeable absences was the governor of the state of Ohio, John Kasich. John Kasich, as we all know, wanted to be president and was there almost to the end, still standing and debating, part of those Republican debates. So he did not show up to the convention, and he may not show up to the convention. It's noticeable, and people have been asked about it. Reince Priebus, rather, who is the Republican national chair, is asked about it. He just kind of sloughs it off somewhat. And Donald Trump says it's lame that he wasn't, that he wasn't there. And of course, Donald Trump should say that when he's asked about what's going on with the governor. That's certainly not a shock at all, right? More from the Republican convention throughout the rest of this week. We'll have somebody that's there every single day talking to us about it. We'll get different perspectives on it as we talk to so many that are on the floor all day long, talking to people, getting a feel, getting a sense of what's happened. The idea to break open the convention and possibly unseat Donald Trump didn't happen. There were some cantankerous moments and some drama with votes, but not anything that amounted to much, and certainly did not lead to any kind of a roll call and didn't change the rules of the convention. So that's gone. That's dead. They're not going to have a change in the delegates. So there is no chance that somebody else other than Donald Trump will find themselves in the position of being the person who is nominated as the Republicans' choice for president of the United States. I know a lot of people are chomping at the bit to react. Many of you have sent me emails. Thanks for that. Keep them flowing. We'll do lots of mail this week and have lots of those conversations, as I mentioned, from the from Radio Row and other spots there in Cleveland. Let me make sure you have the digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Quickly, if you missed it, and it's certainly nothing to be quick about, but in Baton Rouge, there were police officers who were ambushed over the weekend. Three were killed. Happened on Sunday. Three were killed and three were shot. Another in the latest of what in the world is wrong with our country. How sad is this? Somebody else who is raging about what's happened in the recent past in Minneapolis and in Baton Rouge itself. A guy who went through Dallas on a path to violence. Just an awful, awful thing. Somebody who served in the Marines, served in Iraq, earned a good conduct medal, was from Missouri, changed the lives of too many people in Baton Rouge. Police under siege. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. As we zig and zag in a lot of different directions, as always, happy to be the skipper here, Kate Delaney. You can always send me an email at America. Emails. I say it all the time, but you are a tremendous audience. You are. Look, I've worked in, who cares, but I've worked in New York and Dallas and lots of big cities and lots of small places. I actually did my first radio show in a place called Santa Maria, California. Wonderful, wonderful people. It was quite an experience, one of the best of my life. I've had the privilege to work in many, many areas of the United States. So I like to say I feel like I get a real cross-section of people, and I have family that live all over this great country. So I've experienced many, many things I probably wouldn't have gotten to experience. I know we're all unique and different in many ways, but we're all Americans in the end, and I think this voting process is incredibly powerful and important. So no matter how frustrated you feel, maybe you don't like any of the candidates, and I hear that from a lot of people, please, please exercise your right to vote. Then you exercise your right to amp it up with me and call any time and complain. But you voted. You did the absentee thing. You went on election day. You early voted. I don't care how you do it, but vote. That's when votes would matter. That's when the Electoral College would not be null and void, but wouldn't have quite as much sweat if they had more people that were involved in the process. All right, it's fun to talk to Patrick Eggdorf. He does such a fine job for us behind the scenes. I love pulling him into the show. We're going to do a little thing called True or False. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you?
I'm very good. We should tell people that kind of on the side or one of your passions is you're a musician.
Yeah,
musician. Is that fair to say?
I'd say that musician, I guess music producer. I mostly produce my own music, but yeah, that's fair to say.
Yeah, is that fun? Is that relaxing to you to do the music thing, to produce music?
Yeah, absolutely. No matter what kind of mood I'm in, music always relaxes me and puts me into kind of a euphoric space, I guess.
Sweet. All right, I like that. Euphoric space. I always say that people need something, whether it's you go hit a bunch of golf balls, you're a runner, you're a walker, you go and travel, you do whatever, and your thing is music. I love it. So a little true or false. How about this one? The Melania Trump got her dress so she could be more like one of the regular people, got her dress for the evening from Target. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Oh, you're so funny. No, she did not get her dress from Target.
Well, I wanted it to be true. That'd be a good story.
It would be a good story, so I am kind of glad you said that. It is funny. I didn't even think about it, but of course, when you how you look, especially as a woman, and especially in that format, the people are going to ask about it. So she did wear a cotton silk off-white Roxanda Margot dress, it was called, who knew, at Net-a-Porter. The dress actually retails for $2,190 and is currently sold on Net-a-Porter. And actually, for her, we think of who she's married to. That is, I know you're all going to laugh as you listen to it. This is reasonable for her. Let's put it that way. Because
I guess you could say it's Trump change.
But I'm bump. That's why we like you. Oh, for the lines you just served up, that was brilliant. Trump change. It is Trump change. So the next true or false. Bum, ba-dum, bum. All right, how about this? The eclipse has done something a little bit strange. They're saying at NASA you can expect to see the eclipse later this year on at least 10 different occasions. So let's see, we have less than 6 months to go. That's a lot. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
I am so fooling you today. No, NASA did not say anything about the eclipse. I just like talking about the eclipse. Do you remember when you were a kid? And did you do that? Did you have to make one of those things where you go and look at the sky and you can go see the eclipse? Did you do that, Patrick?
Yeah, I think I remember a time or two holding up the, I don't remember. It's kind of like a homemade sunglass kind of thing.
Yes, yes. Everybody remembers that story. I don't care how old you are or young you are. They're still doing that. We have this weird thing. Just look into it. And I always thought my eyeballs were going to get burned out if I looked straight at the eclipse. So, yeah. No, So we do have those cool stories about the eclipse. But here is an interesting fact. For people who do like to look into the sky, I'm one of those people when I get the chance to do it. The moon is below the horizon. They're talking about that this is this cool thing. It's called the Buck Moon. So what happens in the Buck Moon on Tuesday night's full moon, what happens is it's below the horizon at exactly the moment when it's full. So 6:57 Eastern time. This is for Tuesday. It'll be big when it rises shortly after in the eastern sky at dusk or early evening. But it's called a Buck Moon because bucks begin to grow new antlers at this time of year. So if you're like somewhere near cactus, it's so crazy. You see the cactus lit up by the moon. So that's why they call it that. And the July full moon includes what they call the thunder moon because thunderstorms are so frequent this month, and the hay moon because farmers are racing to put hay in their barns around the storms. Who knew? Hey, it's a hay moon. Hurry up. Bale that hay. I didn't know that. But you've seen those big giant moons, you know, where it seems like it's like the day almost. It's like someone put a flashlight on.
Yeah, no, it's definitely weird. It's almost like it's a painting or something up in the sky.
It is. It is. So now you know what it is. You can tell your girlfriend, your friends, Buck Moon, baby. It's a Buck Moon. And that's what it is. So I think that's fascinating. Forget the eclipse for a second. I think that's much more interesting, at least for now anyway. Okay, so how about this? Game of Thrones with the big announcement. Couldn't be more popular. You're a Throny. You like to watch Game of Thrones.
Absolutely.
And so do I. I loved this season. Did you watch the whole season?
I thought it was the best season yet.
Yeah, I did too. We have that in common. I thought it was awesome. In fact, I didn't want anyone around me when I was watching the last two episodes because I had to watch them. I didn't watch them as they were unfolding like I did the others. And I was like, this is brilliant. Finally, we are back on point, and I love it. I like it anyway, but it's back on point. I don't know if I told you this or not, Patrick and the listeners, but when I was in Ireland and I took the show to Ireland, America Tonight, I was in Belfast, and they showed me where Game of Thrones, part of it anyway, was filmed, and it was so cool. It's in the area. There's this big warehouse where they shoot, and it's right where the Titanic was built.
That's very cool.
I know. It was really cool. All right, so Game of Thrones, true or false, season 7 is going to have 7 episodes. True or false?
Oh, man, I hope it's more than that. I'm going to say false.
It's true.
Oh.
7.
Oh, no.
I know, you're like me. HBO announced on Monday that the next season of Game of Thrones is going to be premiering a little later than usual in 2017, and it's going to have fewer episodes than usual. They begin their filming the season later this summer. Remember, and they're going to debut it in the summer of 2017. That's crappy. So we have to wait a whole year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I hate that.
Hopefully it'll make up for it. I'm sure it will.
Yeah, hopefully it will. So this season, you know, the season's only going to have 7 episodes, so that's a departure from the 10, because normally they have 10. But, you know, they're just saying they're going to just make it, you're just going to not believe what you see in these 7 episodes. So there you go, 7 episodes. The show earned 23 Emmy nominations, including Best Drama Series and acting nominations for stars like Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage is awesome in Game of Thrones. If you haven't watched, you have no idea what Patrick and I are talking about. Remember, you can always binge watch. My friends, you will enjoy it. I don't care what age you are. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, it was a good time.
All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, I am so pleased to welcome our next guest to the show because, you know, I've mentioned this. I've been taking One World Way. I've been going to the gym, and I've been doing, you know, walking the dog crazy amounts, and it just has made me feel so energetic. I work crazy hours. Every day is different. You certainly know that from this show and other things that I do in my career. And One World Way has been just amazing. It tastes awesome, and it's made a huge difference within this last month in my life. I can only imagine what it's going to be like as we continue down the road. So joining us is Stephen Heuer. He's the founder of Synergistic Nutrition. Stephen, thanks so much, of course, for hanging with us to talk about what's going on with Synergistic Nutrition. You've got a lot of great products, but I want to talk first about One World Way. Because I know One World Way, it's interesting even how you produce the protein powder. Talk about that for a second.
All right. So, you know, like you, it's like I want more energy. Everybody wants more energy, more quality of life.
Oh, yeah.
I found that the Whey gave that to me about 5 years ago when I was introduced to it. It's like all of the Whey protein powders I'd taken prior to that. I'm a skinny guy. I always wanted to gain weight. I took Whey protein powders. They always constipated me. I always felt unhealthy and unhappy eating a Whey protein powder. I take this one, and I felt energetic, cheerful. Intestines work great. And from 5 years now, I've had the same feedback from hundreds, thousands of people. And basically, the Whey goes through a process where technologically, the man owns a multimillion-dollar facilities. He's a nuclear physicist. He's a molecular biologist, and he's got a lot of these degrees in sciences. So he figured out how to take frequencies and literally restore the structure of the protein of the Whey back to what nature intended it to be. So basically, when you dry liquid Whey to a dry powder, the steps that it goes through to become a dry powder changes the shape of the proteins to shapes that aren't usable by the body. So when you put it back through this technological enhancement, it gets to restore the protein structure, and it puts into it a energy, much like a battery that can have either the full charge of its electron content, energy content, or be totally depleted and not be able to run your flashlight. Same thing here. There's literally energy put into it so that when you consume it, there's an energetic component your body's getting and a correct protein structure your body's getting, and the net result of those two things has been the energy that you experience. People recover quicker from workouts. They have more energy for like 5 hours at a time from just one serving. They detoxify their bodies. And that's my main thing as a practitioner of the healing arts. I was behind the eight ball with mercury poisoning for many years, and this ended up getting it all out of my system. I did many different kinds of mercury chelation and detoxing programs, natural and man-made, for several years from 1999 to 2005. And every time I did a test for my mercury levels to see where they were, you take a pill that pulls mercury out quickly through your urine, you collect your urine and you test it. My mercury levels were always very high. Then I get on the One World Way, and I've been on it for a little while, and I do my test again, and I have zero levels of mercury showing up in my body. So I figured out that this is the most significant food you can take, not only as a protein to support energy, muscle tissue repair, and all the things that people equate with whey protein as a bodybuilding supplement, but also as a way to increase glutathione and cause your body to detoxify all the heavy metals, all the chemicals, all the drugs, and reduce or get rid of your chronic inflammation that most people have.
Yeah, wow, that's it in a nutshell, exactly. And I love what you said, that what a difference it made for you, and certainly people listening to us. Trust me, you have Stephen's experience, you have my experiences. I'm going to keep telling you here on the show and describe what it's meant to me, because that's what I was really lacking, energy, no question about it. Now, you have some other products, a lot of other products, of course. And before we jumped on the air, you wanted to tell me about something really exciting. Tell me about some of the oils that you're working with.
There's a man that I met recently named Andreas Wecker, who people in Germany know this man. He was a national hero because he was an Olympic gold medalist in 1996 on the high bar, and so he was a gymnast, and he was exceptional. And because of all of his gymnastics, he had injured his joints and his body to the degree that when he was out of gymnastics, he was taking aspirins and anti-inflammatory and cortisone shots and things to compensate for his chronic musculoskeletal pains and joint pains. And so he destroyed his intestinal health from doing that. He got Crohn's disease. He got a candida overgrowth in his body to the point that he was dying. He was introduced to this special seed oil that was pressed in a certain way, and he ended up basically getting his health back to the point that it wasn't fully back 100%. It was a flaxseed oil pressed, a fresh-pressed flaxseed oil that got his health back to the degree that he was back to being functional again, and that he had his life back for the most part. But then he's like a third-generation engineer in his family in terms of his knowledge, and so he engineered a way to press seed oils in a unique way that no one's ever done, where the oil ends up being 100% zero oxidation, which is unheard of. And so he pressed this coriander seed oil and took that in conjunction with his fresh-pressed flax oil, and his candida went away 100%, and his Crohn's disease healed up 100%, and he has fantastic health again. And he's introduced this now to many people, and it's just phenomenal. These seed oils that we currently take that are pressed and put into dark bottles and stored into refrigeration that you can buy in the health food store, whether it's hemp seed oil or flaxseed oil or whatever, they're all oxidized by 20 to 30% by the time you consume them. This is the first seed oil in the market that has zero oxidation, and even after 2 years at room temperature, you can test this, and it can have zero oxidation. And the result of what that means to your body is phenomenal, because your cells cannot utilize oxygen without having the omega-3, omega-6 in the cell wall to attract oxygen and to absorb it. So, you know, you talk about fatigue and you talk about cancer, which is, cancer is a situation where people have cells that aren't breathing. They aren't using oxygen because the cell is either damaged or it doesn't have the fatty acids in the cell wall that enable it to absorb oxygen. So it turns into a cell that can make energy in the absence of oxygen, and that's a tumor cell. So the high incidence of cancer, the high incidence of viral and fungal conditions going on in our culture today, this is the missing ingredient. This is the missing piece, is unoxidized seed oils that have omega-3 and omega-6 that your cells can put into their membranes so that they can start to absorb oxygen again like they're designed to. Then you start creating energy properly. You start reducing your acid production. You correct your pH. Instead of being chronically acidic, you start to become alkaline. I mean, the results are phenomenal. I mean, I've been on these seed oils only a short time, and I'm telling you, I can pick up my barbells, my 25-pound barbells, and normally I'd have to swing my body, get some momentum, mobilize other muscle groups to just, you know, do some curls. I can do these now total straight, no swinging or mobilizing other muscle groups, just with the total strength of my bicep. just a calm, controlled curl, it's just like a phenomenal increase in strength, including wanting to do push-ups and stuff. I'm 55. I haven't wanted to do this kind of stuff in probably 5 years. So this is like an amazing seed oil that's going to rewrite nutritional science, because the fats are the missing piece to utilizing oxygen, and everything on the market right now is oxidized. So these Andreas Wecker seed oils that we're carrying, we're going to call them sacred seed oils. They're phenomenal. And the black cumin seed oil, in and of itself, people have like seen cancer go away consuming this stuff. Not this one, but other brands. They've seen, you can lose fat like crazy on black cumin seed oil. People have lost, it just melts your body fat off you. And then you got coriander seed oil, which apparently is very good as an antifungal to get rid of candida. So yeah, you've got some amazing things in these seed oils that people have never really been able to experience in the nutrition field.
Yeah, boy, and people are really struggle with all of the issues that you just mentioned, obviously. It's not just even about weight. It's crazy what's happened with health and in trying to get ourselves in a better position. Even people, and you know this, Stephen, who work out, supposedly eat right, we're just not getting what we need out of our foods, are we?
We're not only not getting what we need, but there's cumulative injuries that have happened prior to that from just unhealthy eating habits that we didn't know about earlier in our lives, whether that was too much sugar or whether that was cooked vegetable oils or, you know, and then you get your colds and flus and you take a round of antibiotics and that damages your mitochondria in your body and you get all these other things that are like cumulatively creating a terrain and a situation where your body is not utilizing oxygen, making energy efficiently, so you end up even on an ideal diet, well, what people consider an ideal diet, clean and organic and stuff, they still don't thrive. And so this is my job as a nutropath, is to bring in the nutraceuticals, the technologies, and the various things that I've learned over the years to put back into your life the ingredients so that you can get back radiant health. Because it is possible. I suffered with chronic fatigue syndrome for many years and adrenal exhaustion and all kinds of stuff. And when I do live my life, man, I'm happy to be alive again.
So, and you said it. You said you're 55, but you don't feel like 55 now, right?
No. Gosh, I just took a long bike ride yesterday. I can jog. I can do push-ups and, you know, things like that. And it's just like, if I don't eat right, I don't experience that. But if I eat right and I take my supplements, I feel really good again, and I'm happy to be alive. And, you know, it does take a little bit of knowledge. And, you know, a lot of people try and figure it out themselves, but, you know, they don't do it for profession. So they end up trial and error, and you can take many years just trying to figure it out and not get there, because there's not everything you need to know is commonly known. It's just not common knowledge yet.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's why you're helping us with that curve for sure. You can go check out everything that, that Synergistic Nutrition has to offer, including what, you know, we've talked about today. Obviously, go to www.sgn80.com. Everyone knows that, obviously, but I say it anyway. sgn80.com. Stephen, thanks. I look forward to our next conversation.
I do too. Thank you too. Have a beautiful day, Kate.
You too. Thanks. All right, so everything that Stephen just said there, I'm echoing what I'm obviously seeing with the One World Way stuff, especially the energy, because that's where I fall down because of the crazy hours. Even if I'm eating well, and I am, the exercise and getting more out of that exercise is what I needed to jump, and that's what I've found so far. And I obviously there's so much more that I'm going to do as I move along here, but what that has done for me, especially kickstarting me, is absolutely incredible. I haven't had that in anything, and I've done the gym deal on and off for my whole life. I've been totally committed to it now, but I still wouldn't walk out, and I'd still feel tired, like where I just wanted to put a dent in the couch because I would be exhausted, you know what I mean? So it's really, really worked for me. Check it out, definitely. And coming up here on the show in the next couple of weeks, we're going to give away, you know, free packets of it so that you can try it and get that sensation that I'm getting as well. All right, stay with us. More to come next.
Meal for two. When I wake up at noon.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America Tonight, and it's your business. Boy, this is an important topic, kids and money, kids and finances. We have Shannon Schuler with us. She's from Price Waterhouse Cooper. She's Chief Corporate Responsibility Officer with the company and also serves as the president of the PwC Charitable Foundation. So when we look at kids and finances, I just had this conversation with a friend of mine who has five kids, different ages, and is trying to teach them about money and about financial literacy. And April, by the way, is Financial Literacy Month. So perfect time to have a chat with Shannon. First of all, Shannon, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. As you said, it's an incredible topic and certainly very timely with this month.
Yeah, so when we look at the basic problem, why are kids in money, this seems so elementary, but why are they so clueless?
Well, generally they're clueless because we don't talk about money a whole lot at home, and we have an expectation that either they'll learn it somehow or from someone. It's also not being taught very widespread in schools. And so here's such an important issue that really shapes your future, your career decisions, your education decisions. And we're just not teaching people because we're uncomfortable talking about it, and we just don't have all the information needed to make sure that teachers are equipped and that parents are equipped to teach these young leaders that are up and coming.
Yeah, what did PricewaterhouseCoopers find? Because you've done lots of studies on this.
We have. I mean, the one thing that we've really tried to look at is what's happening and what's changing. And a new study that we just put out was around what do teachers think about this and has this evolved over the years. And probably one of the most interesting findings is that millennial teachers really feel that this is something that should be taught starting in the elementary school, and much more so than their older colleagues, at a percentage of 62% to 51%. So millennials as a generation tend to be one of the generations that's actually least equipped financially and has the least financial understanding. But millennial teachers are really saying, gosh, we know we're not good at this and we haven't been taught this, and so we want to figure out how to actually teach it in the classroom.
Yeah. What happens when these kids fall through the cracks and they don't even have the basic financial skills that you need, let's face it, to navigate through life?
Well, what happens, and especially now with technology, so there's so many decisions that you can make, and now with technology, there's a lot of very bad decisions you can make very quickly. And what we're finding is that the generation now is really looking at more risky behavior. So they're going back and they're using payday loans. They're not signing up for their company's retirement funds, and if they are, they're using it really like a savings account. They're taking it out. And they're actually now starting to use pawn shops, even college-educated millennials, more so than ever before. So they're just saying, how do I get the money? I need it now, because they haven't had the education to really figure out how to be able to save and maintain for the future.
Wow. So as you look at that, boy, that's interesting, especially with the teachers, as you say. I would assume even some of the teachers who have been around for a long time are starting to see that this is a problem too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they continue to say, we need curriculum, we need some standards, we need training for teachers. And the other thing that they're really starting to understand is they're saying we need take-home materials for parents. Because unlike when a teacher teaches algebra or you teach history, you may talk about it at home, but you don't have a parent saying, no, that's not how you do it, or doing incorrect algebra problems or trying to rewrite history. But when you teach financial literacy in school and teachers are trying, when the student goes home, they see their parents aren't budgeting, their parents aren't saving, their parents are maxing out their credit cards. And so it's not able to really be sticky because they don't see it at work.
Yeah. Here's a great question. So with the studies that you've done, when should this start? When should we start preparing kids for this?
I think it's most important to start as young as you can. I mean, I have a 3.5-year-old, and right now we're talking about behavior, right? It doesn't start out talking about dollars and coins. It talks about long-term versus short-term. So even the old have one marshmallow today or two marshmallows tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So you can start talking about delayed gratification, because really good financial decision-making is just that. It's decision-making. It's making sure that you're thinking through what steps, and that will work for you, whether it's financial issues down the road or any kind of decisions you're trying to make as you go through your life and your career.
Yeah, and you found with your study some pretty hardcore, very bleak numbers. What were they?
Well, we know that 92% of teachers really believe that financial education should be taught somewhere within K through 12, but it only is happening about 12% of the time. And so you have people who really want to teach it. They want it to be a part of it, but one, they know it's not. And then also they're not comfortable teaching it. And so you only have about 31% that are even comfortable teaching the topic, and then others are either moderately or not comfortable at all. And so we really have to equip teachers, regardless of the courses that they teach, about some of the basics and some of the rules that go around with budgeting and savings and really reading what people are signing and looking for future state versus where they are right now. And that's not happening to the degree that it should be, although I do believe that these millennial teachers are really saying, we're going to do this. We're going to do it. And they're actually, because they're so good at technology, using vehicles for crowdfunding and crowdsourcing to get money to be able to learn more and to be able to teach financial capabilities.
Yeah, which is great. You know, I was thinking this the other day, too. It may depend on the school, the district that you're in, because we know how different states operate, different school boards operate. And for people listening to us, it would probably behoove a lot of them if they raised the question themselves and went to some of these school board meetings. Don't you think that would help?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, there's about 17 states that mandate financial education at some point before the student graduates from high school. Now, for some, they're very good courses. For others, they teach it once over an hour period, and they check the box and move on. but at least it's somewhere embedded. And so there's a lot more states to go to really say this is important. And one of the things that the teachers in our most recent study, they said that we can't always teach it because it's still not viewed as a true life skill. And I don't know how else to communicate that being able to save for your future and to be able to be financially secure and successful seems like a life skill to me. And so we certainly have to get that through to more people.
Yeah, I think what you raised and what the study found is, especially when you're talking about payday loans and treating your 401k like it's a bank account. I mean, those are learned behaviors. There's something missing there, and obviously you've tapped into this with your study and found that the frankly the financial literacy out there is not good.
No, it's not. And it's certainly with those risky behaviors, as well as when you look just at normal issues around people being delinquent on their credit card payments, they're overdrawn with their savings and checking accounts. And what we really found is this generation, more than any others, is really feeling so shackled by the burdens of their loans, their college loans, that no other generation has had. And unfortunately, we have not equipped them to figure out not only how to repay that, but to repay that and figure out where they're going to live and figure out how they're going to still have experiences with their friends and figure out how to save for the future. All those things weren't done together, and so now they're flailing a bit.
Yeah, great information, definitely eye-opening. Shannon Schuler from PricewaterhouseCoopers, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And let me give you some of those numbers. And that was great stuff that Shannon was just talking about, because certainly we know that look at the future and how dismal is it when there is obviously a critical lack of financial education. And here's some of what they found. 70% of teachers, will reemphasize that again, in states like California and Texas say they don't feel qualified to teach financial education. That's one of the things Shannon was talking about. Nationally, the number's not great. 92% of K through 12 teachers believe the subject should be taught in schools, but only 12% are actually tackling that job. And, oh, man, it really resonates with me when we're talking about kids being pulled in to financial situations that they just keep going down that dark rabbit hole where no one's explaining, because you see payday loans all over the place and they think, oh, I need the money, get the money. Or they don't sign up. What was really troubling that Shannon said to me is they don't sign up for their company's programs, their retirement programs, knowing that if you do that, how many years you're there, imagine, at least there is some money there. As many of us know, what a lifesaver, what a net that has become, for so many people. So I think it's, with this literacy month, financial literacy month, I think it's so vital to rethink this in our schools. As much as there are so many wonderful teachers out there and amazing subjects that are being taught, in the era that we're in, it's very critical when you look at technology and you look at the possibilities of just how deep, at a very young age, some of these boys and girls can pull themselves down that path that's really hard to turn around and takes years and years and years, because what's the advantage? They have youth in planning for their future. So good stuff. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.